KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
In high school sports last night, in girls' regional soccer play in Class 1A first-round action, it was Tri-Center defeating Atlantic by a score of 9-0. Kemper Catholic beat Missouri Valley 6-1. Harlan over AHST 6-0. St. Albert beat Riverside 9-0. Underwood over Trainer 1-0. And Centerville beat Creston 2-0. In 2A semifinals last night, girls' regional soccer, it was Lewis Central 2-0 over Glenwood. Des Moines Roosevelt beat Abraham Lincoln 2-1. And Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 3-2. Those winners all move on in girls postseason soccer. High school baseball action last night. Not a lot of games around the area. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, no conference games, but Atlantic did play, and they beat Nottoway Valley 6-4, a late rally giving them the victory. Also, St. Albert won a non-conference game 4-1 over Abraham Lincoln. In Western Iowa conference play, it was IKM Manning over Griswold 16-6. AHST beat Riverside 5-4. Missouri Valley, a non-conference winner, 10-1 over West Monona. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, it was Exira EHK over CAM 7-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glenn Ralston by a score of 8-2. In girls softball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Atlantic, a non-conference winner, 5-2 over Underwood. Fort Dodge defeating Kemper Catholic 15-1. Essex twice over Red Oak 18-0 and 14-4. Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert by a score of 24-0. In Western Iowa conference action, Trainer over Underwood 16-4. IKM Manning, a non-conference 7-3 win over Grinnell. Missouri Valley also stepped out of the conference to beat West Monona 3-1. In Rolling Valley Conference softball last night, it was Exira EHK 18-0 winners over CAM. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glenn Ralston 6-3. Charter Oak Ute, a 15-2 winner over Bowyer Valley. In Major League Baseball, Matt Carpenter had a career-high 5 hits, including the go-ahead double in the 11th inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 Wednesday night to snap a 3-game losing streak. After the Royals rallied with 2 runs in the 9th, Peter Borges worked out a 1-out walk off Royals reliever Kelvin Herrera in the 11th inning. Carpenter then wrapped his double to center field, drawing a roar from a crowd comprised mostly of Cardinals fans. Alan Craig added a 2-run single off Tim Collins later in the inning, and Pat Neshek breezed through the bottom half of the inning to end the Royals' 6-game winning streak against National League clubs. In other interleague play last night, Seattle beat Atlanta 2-0, Miami over Tampa Bay 5-4, Minnesota beat Milwaukee 6-4, White Sox over the Dodgers 2-1. In the American League, Cleveland beat Boston in 12 innings 7-4, Oakland over the Yankees 7-4, Toronto beat Detroit 8-2, Baltimore over Texas 6-5, the Angels beat Houston 4-0. In the National League, it was San Diego over Pittsburgh 3-2, Washington beat Philadelphia 8-4, Giants over the Reds 3-2, Cubs beat the Mets 5-4, and Arizona over Colorado 16-8. Former Major League manager, coach, and player Don Zimmer has died. He was 83. Zimmer spent more than 60 years in baseball. He was a senior advisor for the Tampa Bay Rays, who announced his death. Zimmer died on Wednesday. He had been in a rehabilitation center in Florida since having heart surgery in mid-April. Zimmer played for the only Brooklyn Dodgers team to win the World Series in 1955, played for the original New York Mets in 1962. He nearly managed the Boston Red Sox to a championship in the 1970s. Also, he was Joe Torre's right-hand man with the New York Yankees' most recent dynasty. He was a lifetime 235 hitter from 1954 to 65. He was also a manager for 13 seasons. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig called Zimmer a memorable contributor to baseball for more than 60 years, adding that Don was the kind of person you could only find in the national pastime. Rays principal owner Stuart Sternberg called Zimmer a national treasure and a wonderful man. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call, 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, Justin Williams scored 436 into overtime after a turnover by Dan Girardi, and the Los Angeles Kings beat the New York Rangers 3-2 Wednesday night in the Stanley Cup Finals opener. It's the third straight year that Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals has gone overtime. Williams was left alone in the slot after Girardi's pass from his knees went straight to Mike Richards. Williams put his eighth goal of the postseason past Henrik Lundqvist, who made 40 saves and nearly stole a series opening win for the Rangers. Jonathan Quick made 25 saves for the Kings as the Kings moved one victory closer to their second Stanley Cup title in 3 years after a hair-raising finals opener. Game 2 is set for Saturday at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Well, the NBA has found a way out of the Donald Sterling situation. An attorney for the embattled Los Angeles Clippers owner says Sterling has agreed to sign off on selling the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for what would be a record $2 billion. That's according to his attorney. Sterling bought the team for $12 million in 1981. Sterling has made an agreement with the NBA to resolve all their differences and, as a co-owner, has given his consent to a deal that was negotiated by his wife, Shelley Sterling, to sell the team. That's according to attorney Maxwell Bletcher. Donald Sterling sued the NBA in federal court last week, alleging the NBA violated his constitutional rights by relying on information from an illegal recording that publicized racist remarks he made to a girlfriend. It also says the league committed a breach of contract by fining Sterling $2.5 million and that it violated antitrust laws by trying to force a sale. Bletcher said the suit will be dismissed. If the NBA owners approve the sale, it will be a record-high sale for an NBA team. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant capped his MVP season by being the lone unanimous choice to the All-NBA first team. Durant was a first teamer on all 125 ballots and made the top squad for the fifth time. Miami's LeBron James got 124 first team votes on his way to being selected for the eighth time, while the Los Angeles Clippers' Chris Paul earned his fourth first team selection. Houston's James Harden and Chicago's Joakim Noah are first time first team selections. California Chrome is the 3-5 early favorite to win the Belmont Stakes and become horse racing's 12th Triple Crown champion. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner will break from the number 2 post under Victor Espinoza on Saturday at Belmont Park. 11 Belmont winners have come out of that post, the last being Tabasco Cat in 1994. Wicked Strong was the 6-1 second choice and drew post number 9, while Tonalist was made the third betting choice at 8-1 odds and will break from the number 11 post. 11 horses were entered to take on California Chrome in his bid to win the Triple Crown for the first time since Affirmed swept the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont in 1978. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has received a new 6-year contract extension that keeps him with the franchise through the 2020 season. ESPN reported that the deal is worth more than $110 million. Kaepernick has made a quick ascent to the ranks of the NFL's elite play callers after taking over as a starter in 2012 and leading the 49ers to the Super Bowl. He was due to make less than $1 million this season. If the NFL's use of Roman numerals for the Super Bowl has been confusing for you over the years, you're going to get a break in 2016. The 50th edition of the Super Bowl will be played in Santa Clara, California, and the league says it will be called Super Bowl 50, not Super Bowl L. In 2017, the league will revert to Roman numerals, referring to the 51st edition as Super Bowl LI. The NFL first started using Roman numerals for the fifth Super Bowl in 1971. And the NCAA says it won't penalize current college players if they receive part of the $40 million settlement that video game maker Electronic Arts agreed to last week. If approved by the court, more than 100,000 athletes, including some current players, could receive a payout. In a statement issued Wednesday, the NCAA said no players would miss a practice or a game because this deal does not equate to payment for performance. But the NCAA did complain that the lawyers would be getting $15 million of that deal. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.